a leading expert on the issue, Fire Chief Russell Brooks. Chief, how are you this morning?
Me, I do have to clarify something. I'm not really an expert on anything, okay? But
you are an authority. Well, though,
willing, willing to have the conversation. I've been in the middle of this issue for quite a while.
We'll give a quick rundown for everybody. Thursday, the judge allowed the city to temporarily continue running its municipal ambulance service. The state and Kunkel ambulance will be given until July 11th to make arguments against the stay. And five state appellate division judges are expected to rule by late July whether the stay is permanent, meaning the city can operate the service while it seeks a certificate of need from the appellate division. So that's some good news.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Chief, tell everybody why you think this is such a needed service for the city.
Well, obviously, it's it's a life-saving service. I mean, I personally have witnessed the firefighters, firefighter paramedics save lives, you know, through this service. I have thousands of evaluation sheets and different letters that were handwritten to me of people just bestowing accolades and giving glowing accounts of, you know, what they have done for people. You know, I have accounts from a lot of prominent people in the community, including the hospital administrators and the work they've done.
So that's got to be a pretty good feather in your cap, presenting your cases. You would think that the courts would take all this into consideration.
Well, no court, no committee has ever questioned our qualifications, our training, our equipment, our performance. And I would like to say this, when we started this, you know, it was, I really didn't have any reservations, but the guys have exceeded my expectations, you know, in their responses and performances. They've just done a tremendous, tremendous job.
How many calls have you responded to just last year?
Last year, I think it was 9,000 medical calls.
That's quite a significant call amount.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how do you, this committee thing is so, the committee that grants the certificate of need, to me, doesn't seem right, Chief.
You've given some interesting analogies, and
by my hot dogs.
It's just absurd, you know, going before a committee of basically private ambulance people. Predominantly private ambulance people, and trying to convince them that we need to operate in the city. I believe it would be the equivalent of you going before other radio stations or talk show hosts before you started this and saying saying we need a show, we need this show, and then
they say
deciding
no,
we don't need it, we don't need it, we already have something around there.
Well, what did the I'm sure there was a representative from municipal firefighting services on this board.
Oh yeah, there is a token presence firefighters. There's Mike Washington from Binghamton, and he just throws up his arms. He says, you know, Russ, this is the odds are against you, it's an uphill battle. They're against municipal fire departments providing this service, even though, you know, New York City and the largest in the state are comparables like Binghamton, Troy, Oswego, little departments like Gillian, Little Falls, all provide these services, you know, and, you know, you go across the country and it's just a common, you know, just a common occurrence. The fire department does EMS. All fire departments do EMS.
The temper's kind of got this is a report I'm going to play for from WKTV. Jolene Ferris ran this last night.
While the mayor was in the city council chambers announcing that the city was granted that stay, the public safety committee of the council was meeting in the adjoining caucus room. And when council members Jim Zucca and Frank Vassara came out, they got into a bit of a shouting match with the mayor. Vassara told the mayor his administration was a sham, and Raffaro told Vassara that he was dragging the city down.
What did you say?
You heard me. What's wrong with it?
What did I say? What did you say?
You heard me.
No, I didn't hear you.
What did you say?
You said you heard me.
No, I did not. What did you say? Where's the officer here?
And of course, that outburst highlights what a stressful time this.
And the mayor was speaking to, it looked like to me, Larry Tenori Jr., who's running for the first or for the second ward on the Common Council site. What prompted this whole thing? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. That is what makes people look at Utica politics and politicians and say, "What are we doing here?" They're just fighting over what?
You couldn't be more right, Mark.
I mean,
be more right. It's a very passionate, heated debate, and very often when people don't feel they're being successful in the debate, they start. They start the personal attacks,
right.
It's ugly.
I have nothing against Larry Tenori. I like him. Yeah. We've had him on here before, but he's not even an elected official for the city of Utica yet. And this public safety meeting, what did anything groundbreaking come out of this?
Or well, basically what the meeting was, and obviously, I don't speak for Larry, but he's pretty upfront. He's friends and he's supportive. Frank Vassara, Jim Zucca. And I respect their opinions. But what happened was Jim Zucca, who I've always had a great relationship with, even though we've had some differences, different views. But he's always conducted himself as a professional and a gentleman. And he set up a public safety meeting for the transition and notified me of it. In the past, he's always called, "Are you available?" And I wasn't available. And it was a meeting, and Councilman Becerra was there, and the Kunkels were there, and others. And I didn't feel comfortable sending a subordinate, putting them in the middle of this. But at the same time this meeting was occurring, the mayor directed me to be at City Hall to announce the stay.
Right.
So there was a conflict. They came out, and there was some hard feelings, probably that I wasn't at the meeting, and maybe that there was a lack of communication. And, as I said, when the debate, some people aren't winning the debate, the personal attacks come. And, it was ugly. It was just what you said. You described, I agree 100% with your opinion of this. It doesn't reflect well on the city. I've had the opportunity to work with, true professionals, that people that knew municipal finance, that were like controllers and had degrees in accounting, like Pat Donovan, Teresa Wonis, and the past and present councils, and that had understandings. And these things didn't occur with those individuals.
I'll read some of the quotes from the story on you can find it right here on WKTV.com. Your administration is a sham, shouted Zucca. And then the mayor responded back, "You're dragging the city down, and everyone knows it." And then former Oneida County legislator Larry Tenori Jr. joined the heated exchange, telling the mayor that he was cracking. Now, shame on Jim Zucca. Shame on Mayor Raffaro and shame on Larry Tenori, all for doing this right in the lobby of City Hall. These are our elected officials and our hopeful elected officials, and they're just acting like children. I just can't defend anybody on this one.
No, I can't. But I stop, and they're human beings, and none of us are perfect. And if I had never responded, at times.
I
gladly point the finger at him, but I guess I've, maybe I've responded in that manner in the past, but I sure haven't been proud of it.
I hear you, Chief.
And when I get back to my office or headquarters, I have friends call me, Russ, why would you do that? Yeah. Why would you, you know.
Well, one thing it does show.
Roll around in the mud with people. And
one thing it shows is that people, everybody's very passionate about this
absolutely.
Issue.
I mean,
this isn't a financial issue, Chief. It's a public safety issue.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that the conversation's been skewed over to the financial end.
Yeah, you know, you're 100% right. And I'm put in a position very often to comment on this issue, on the finances of this issue. And I'm not a financial expert.
Yeah,
okay? I run the daily operations of this ambulance service. And that's what I know. And the controller, the budget directors, the finance committees, the mayor, you know, they have a knowledge of the finances. I mean, Mike Seminaro, if you've heard his presentations, they're just masterful and detailed and accurate. And that's who should be speaking on the finances. Right.
And we're expecting a full audit for Tuesday in the finance meeting. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions out there. So somebody else talked to a number of people, past officials, current officials in the city about this issue. And a lot of people are saying, well, is there an option to work together with Kunkel to do some shared revenue servicing? You know, when you respond to a call?
There's always an option. You know, other cities like Albany and Schenectady have a two-tier system, which means the fire department takes a call, they respond, they do basic advanced life support, they stabilize the person, the private ambulance transports, and there's a sharing of revenues. Mm-hmm. And it works for both. You know, and I don't know if there's an opportunity, if there was a true statesman in the city, and I'm not saying there isn't,
right,
that could, you know, maybe get this type of dialogue going. Anything's possible. But the priority is a system that best serves the people and delivers the best pre-hospital care. I mean, that has to be, you can't compromise that for anything.
And so you guys are continuing to stay You're still allowed to respond to calls.
Yes, we're absolutely operating, you know. And I got to say this, too. If, you know, this doesn't go our way, I'm very hopeful. I hope for the best, but I'm prepared for the worst. I can assure you that the fire department, and I also believe Kunkel Ambulance, will conduct itself in a very professional manner.
Yeah.
And we may continue to have the debate, and it may be a heated debate, but the guys on the streets will, it doesn't affect them. They will do what's best for the people. And I know they have some very professional people, and I know our guys are extremely professional.
Chief, I need you to clear something up for me. Somebody said to me the other day that the fire department could put in a waiver, apply for a waiver from the state to not respond to motor vehicle accidents within the city. And they said they might get a waiver that would say that you don't have to send trucks out there. And it was right down outside, and we got in a heated discussion about this. And I said, people will riot in the streets if they don't see fire trucks responding to motor vehicle accidents.
You know, I'm not sure of that, because I'm not aware of any fire department anywhere that doesn't respond to that. We get called to anything that goes wrong in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. And it would be absurd, say, if there was a vehicle accident and somebody was bleeding to death, and a block away you had paramedics with advanced life support training and equipment, and you know, they didn't respond.
Yeah, that's. I was like, you're not going to win that argument.
But I'm not aware of any fire departments that really don't do any EMS.
Fire Chief Russell Brooks for the City of Utica, thank you so much. You guys shopping for some new trucks?
Actually, we just awarded a bid. We have a couple new vehicles coming, a couple new pieces of apparatus. It'll probably be a good year before they, you know,
because they got to be built from ground up.
Yeah, they're built to specs, and you know, for our needs, and you know, they're much needed.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of the rigs right now.
Yeah.
It looks like they're really in rough shape and pretty old.
Yeah,
pretty old.
Yeah, they're you know, well over 20 years yeah. old, the ones we're replacing.
So, so good. Excellent. Well, that's a little bright bright hope
yep.
in the future.
Great. Are you talking to you, Mark?
Chief,
anything
thanks
else?
So much.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Oh, man, this is
happy
good luck.
Of July.
Yes, you too, Chief. Thanks so much.